revenir à votre première.
OK, number one. With your new status, which the UN will give you, consultant. You need to work out if that's an international civil servant status or not. In other words, will you be given a carte de légitimation? If you are, you don't have to pay AVS. If you don't have a carte de légitimation, then you will have to pay your AVS contributions. That's the crucial element. But you'd have to really look at the contract you have with the international organization. Your second question, when you work abroad, still living in Switzerland, and you're retired, after you retired. Well, if it's in France and you only work in France, you will have to pay your French social security contributions. So you'll have a French salary, but you won't be considered to be unemployed in Switzerland. You'll be considered employed. If you work in Switzerland for a French company, it's even more complicated. You will be able to be considered to be an employee of an employer that doesn't have to pay contributions. Once again, you'd have to look at the details of your contract that you will have with this foreign firm in Switzerland. We'd have to see in what conditions you are performing your professional tasks. Number three, what do you have to do when you move cantons after you've retired? Well, as an unemployed person, you need to be affiliated wherever you are. That's that simple for your change of cantons.